Hi, you're listening to Devotions and Wordspirations with LaShonda. Welcome to the podcast. Galatians 2 and 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Last night, my daughter woke up and came to my bedroom. Close to tears, she said she had a scary dream and couldn't go back to bed. Luckily, I had gone to bed early enough not to wake up crabby. Mommy win! I gave her a big hug and I told her that she didn't have to be scared of anything she saw in her dream. I told her that all she had to do was call on God to help her and he would. I further explained to her that God loved her because she was his child. He is like her own personal superhero, but better. This was reassuring to her and helped her go back to bed and feel safe and protected. Plus, our kitten Oreo was there to bring her just a little bit of comfort too. But this got me thinking, to be honest. Why do we think that God won't come to our defense? As if the love of God is on an earned system or credit or something. I know for me, I had to come out of this religious mindset that if I was good or read my Bible every single day, God will bless me and protect me. Well, simply put, it's because I'm chosen. I'm a blood-bought child of God, a surrendered vessel willing to be used by God, and because he loves me. If you have made the confession to serve Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this applies to you as well. We have access to all his promises and blessings. Let's rest in that and hide this assurance in our hearts. Galatians 2 and 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Have a blessed day, friends. Hey, friend. I hope this message served as an encouragement for you in your daily walk as a believer. I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast today. And just remember, I'm praying for you.